All right, we're talking about last time you were humbled, or last time you had to humble your kids off a viral story of this man who's very well off. When he flies first class with the wifey and his daughter. Well, she flies coach with the nanny. It's a lot of money in hand.
Oh, yeah.
When you have a little nanny, but he's not going to get a daughter a first class. No, she got to earn it like daddy did. That sparked up a conversation. I know my butt will probably be like, man, I've been working. I don't think I've ever flown first class, to be honest with you. You have, right, JD?
I have, yeah, a bunch. I mean, I'm a rich DJ.
That's nice.
I think if I'm put in that situation where I have money to fly first class, but my kids will fly in the back, because I have a son who's 21, so he could literally sit and coach with my other two. But my empathetic butt would just sit in the back with them. And I don't think I should.
Yeah. I mean, if there's really no reason to, if they're acting bratty, then I get where you need to humble him. But if there's no reason to really, like, have to do that, I don't see why you should.
I know, but I should treat myself. I worked my butt off.
I have to tell you this quote from Steve Harvey. He said, once you fly first class, you'll never look back. Like he said, you'll always want to work as hard as you do
to get that treatment.
To get that first class treatment. He said, you'll never look back once you do it. I think you'd find so much joy and make a bit out of it, like watching Cruz and Gia go to the back and be like, and plus you have flight anxiety. So I'm actually really surprised that you haven't flown first class.
I know. I deserve. I've been working my butt off. I appreciate the story. So obviously that's how he keeps his daughter humble. Like, you see how much fun mommy and daddy and how great service we're getting up here. You can get that. You got to work hard for it, though. I love the story.
I do, too.
I love the last story where this girl, she was a bully in high school, made fun of this girl, and her parents made fun of her, make her wear the same three outfits for the whole school. See, that is diabolical and genius.
They got creative with that one.
I love that. Let's take one more call before we catch up some cheese with the staycation. George and Tempe. All right, George, what's your humble story?
Well, growing up, we were pretty well off. We had a very comfortable upbringing. Both of my parents are very successful. So we grew up kind of privileged. And so my brothers and I had two brothers, and we all just kind of assumed that no matter what, we'd kind of be taken care of.
That's that privilege speaking. Yep.
Right. Well, my dad, you know, to make sure that we didn't take anything for granted, when we got to graduate from high school and we were looking at colleges, he said to all of us, he said, here's my rule. He said, I'm rich. You're not rich yet. And in order to make sure that you work for what you get, you have to attend a community college for a year and get a part-time job for 1 year. Pay for your meals, pay for gas, pay for all of those expenses like that.
Wow.
He's like, and if things go well at community college and you're doing good, you know, with everything, then you can get into college after a year of doing that, sir.
Wow. I like that.
Yeah, this is kind of similar to Shaq's no handout policy. That's what he called it. He makes sure his kids have to go to college in order to, like, help them out.
Okay.
Exactly.
So you got to prove yourself. So, like, you're not going to. Like, what was your dream university that you thought you were going to before dad's like, you're going to community?
I wanted to go to Arizona State.
Oh, okay. ASU.
Yeah, he knew
school.
He knew to put you in community college. He's like, we'll hold off on the party
Let
for
me
a
tell
little
you,
bit.
Sir.
It's like, it's the same. Tuition is different.
With all due respect.
I graduated from there, so I can say it.
I really like that. I really like that rule. And did your brothers follow suit? Did you guys all go to community college, or did your brothers or yourself say, the hell with this?
No, we all kind of fell in line.
Yeah, community college. And did you eventually go to ASU?
I didn't, but actually both of my brothers did. I was the only one who didn't go.
So dad's plan worked. They're like, you didn't like it. All right, I'm not going to waste my money on you. Clayton, you're up.
Yeah, no, it kind of checked out.
That's a piece of humble pie right there.
Basically, yeah. It was just a way for us to make sure that we kind of work for it to earn it.
Yeah, and what do you do now for a living?
I'm an engineer.
Okay.
Worked out for you.
Always need an engineer. Yeah. Always. That's that oil money.
Okay. Not the ones that drive the train. Is that an engineer?
Engineer could be multiple.
No, not that kind of engineer.
Okay.
Not a choo-choo engineer.
Not a choo-choo engineer. That's definitely community college. All right. We appreciate you sharing, okay?
Okay, thanks.
My guy. Sun Devils, am I right?
ASU.